I've got Jazz Money. David Yiapon winner 2020 to talk about the award, a National Literary Award established by the University of Queensland Press that seeks to celebrate powerful new Indigenous voices. Open to all unpublished Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander writers, the recipient will receive $15,000 prize money alongside professional manuscript development and publication with the University of Queensland Press. Welcome to Noongar Radio, Jazz.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Mark.
No worries at all. Can you tell us about, well, introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? Where's your mob? What's you talking about there?
So my mob's Wiradjuri, so central New South Wales. We're from the Murrumbidgee, so down south. So beautiful freshwater country. But I live in Sydney on Gadigal country at the moment. And yeah, my name's Jazz. I kind of work between writing and art and film, so doing a bunch of different stuff, but happy to be here with you guys today.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about your collection of poetry, which won the award in 2020. What happened with all that, you know, like how did you get involved in that to begin with?
Winning that award was just the most astounding moment in my life, but it came about really kind of unassumingly, I suppose. I'd just been writing for a while. I was writing poetry kind of in my own time. It was very shy and personal. And I'd just been doing it for a while and I'd built up a whole, I guess, manuscript worth of poems and didn't really know what to do with it. And I'd kind of submitted it to, I think, two places and never heard anything back. And I was about to shelve it, really, as an idea. And then I was on Facebook, I think, and I saw that the David and Yiapon Award was about to close, and I thought, look, I've got this manuscript that's ready. I might as well put it in. I didn't think anything would happen of it, except that maybe it would get read by someone and that maybe I would get some feedback, and that was kind of all I was hoping for, was just for it to go in front of the eyes of someone else, and that to be read, you know, sounded really exciting to me. So I did that, and to my, like, tremendous shock, I don't think I'll ever get over it, it won.
Excellent. Excellent. So, the award, what does it involve? Like, for starters, you came across it on Facebook? Is that how you found out about the award?
I think it is, yeah. So I was aware of it because when I was at uni, I studied an Aboriginal writers subject. So I was aware of the Yiapon Award because it kind of has had a really big impact on Australian literature and Indigenous literature. So many of, I think, like our most celebrated writers have had their origins in that award. So it's been going for over 30 years now, run by the State Library of Queensland, and just has had, yeah, a really tremendous impact on so many writers and readers. And the process of entering it is a manuscript which I think can be in sort of any form or any, so fiction, non-fiction, essay or poetry, but also it can be in any sort of state of development. I think if the judges see that you've got the thing, they'll work with, you know, the editors and the publishers will work with you to develop that work. I found it a really generous, nurturing process. After I won, I was paired with the brilliant Ellen Van Niven as my editor with UQP, and they just really helped shape, you know, a really generative process to take this manuscript into the best form it could kind of be.
That's cool. That's so cool. So what does winning this award actually do for you?
Oh, I think it changed my life.
Awesome.
I mean, like you said in the intro, like it comes with $15,000, and that is a life changing amount of money. I mean, for most people that I know,
yeah.
And and also being published. I mean, it turned me from being someone who was writing very personally into being an author who is read quite widely, and that's to shift in that way is really tremendous. I mean, I can really call myself a writer now, where I think beforehand I was just, I don't know what I was, but I wasn't yet a writer.
Well, you're now a published author. That's an awesome thing. That's a really great achievement. So who should nominate for this award? Like, you've obviously got to self-nominate.
Yeah, you do got to self-nominate, I think. But I would really encourage anyone who's kind of, I don't know, anyone who wants to be read, I think, any black fella. I think our voices and our stories are so, so important and critical. But also, they're really popular. Like, people want to read black voices and black stories at the moment. So when we're doing it, we got to do it with integrity, and we got to make sure that it's a really wide reach. And I think, like, you know, there's so much incredible literary talent that's come out of WA, and thinking about, like, Noongar writers and more broadly across the western half of the continent, that I think gets a little bit neglected when we're talking, when you're in the east. And I think, like, voices that are coming not from Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane are, like, really, really critical. So I would say, Anyone, if you've got something that you're working on, throw it in. There's nothing to lose and so much to gain.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So what's next on the cards for your poetry?
Well, I'm really lucky. I work a lot with visual art as well. So I actually kind of bring poetry into three-dimensional spaces as well. I had a work that was a part of Fremantle Biennale last year that was hanging across the traffic footbridge down there. So got to spend some time working with some Noongar custodians and translating that. So I'll be continuing that sort of work, working with, you know, space, and also working on another collection of poetry. And, yeah, just keeping the pen busy.
Excellent, excellent. So it's not just on Facebook. There's obviously a website where you go to and you connect with this mob. What do you know what the website is?
Yeah, if you go to the State Library of Queensland, that website will point you in the right direction.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for your time this morning, Jazz. I really appreciate you being on Noongar Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a beautiful day.
You too.